didn't see Lyle. He does this real good when you put him. When you keep the, when you put the seal oil in it, when you put the dried fish in seal oil. And about moose meat, how to stir it. Tried the alara. Stomach part dried it up and put it in moose fat, fried it first. And it can be spoiled on your own. Even maybe the stomach could be dried first and fill it with moose fat. The Dapsi Remeth about the brown bear meat, how to store it. While they hunt over there, they have to put the sides with rocks on me. That's how they call it, Yarak. Long time ago, Edward and Marion, when they hunt, 1 year old brown bear, they hang it up in a tree and couldn't get different. It's just like what you get now. Can never mix anything. Nellie Russell, how to put the blueberries, how to store the blueberries when it start boiling. Have to, when you get trout, you have to dry the trout and soak it, put it in blueberries. They call it ichak. And I know they cooked trout liver and drain it first and put it in blueberries. Even myself, I cooked fish and liver and mix it with cranberries. Even machak liver. Jenny Jackson from Arabic, how to store mushroom. First you pick the mushrooms and after they pick up the Eskimo potatoes, you dig onto a ground and just store them in the ground what you dig. And you could keep them there or an image. They could stay from fall and winter. And they'll always be fresh and stay like that. You could even cook them and mix it with blueberries, to a sour blueberries or to a cranberries. When you pick berries in a kuversika, you could and store it in kuversuka and leave it like that. They could be kept for a long time. When they don't have any hackle, you could dig a hole and line it with leaves and store a pig like that. And one thing more, what I forget, when they first white men came, after they've boiled the fat or any kind of oil, when the oil settled on top and those little bubbles on top of it, they used to tell them not to eat it because you could grow things like cancer maybe. That's what they used to tell them long time ago. And they used to tell them to make sure when you cook meat or any kind of soup or anything, you make sure that you take all the bubbles out of the whatever you cooking. That's all. Starting at 1 o'clock, the group session will start now. In this group session, we'll be talking about cooking Clara Lee from Ambler. She used to heard long time ago about how to cook bear meat. In them days, those people, long time ago, she used to heard how to cook it. They used to, when they go out hunting, long time ago, when they catch a bear, they used to, when they catch a bear, they used to get a piece out of that bear meat, what they caught, and cook it some way. And the women don't know how to cook it. And only time a woman could eat with the men what was caught out of town when they're hunting, only when she had two kids. And now in them days when a man caught something, they used to work it themselves. And those people long time ago, they never did leave out a person. They used to share it in a village when they bring it to town. And that's how she heard it long time ago. When they first put out this elders' conference, the minimum to be in elders' conference was age 54 in order to join it. Nelly Russell, for this morning sessions, she'll report on it at 3 o'clock, and Clara Lee will report on cooking this afternoon. Laura's son, talking in how to cook in them days. She said she really don't exactly know what year or what time or what day it was. They didn't have no pots and stoves. And she heard how they used to use what they used to use long time ago. And they used to make wood pot. And how they used to cook it is with warm the stove, warm the rocks. And when the rocks get real hot, they used to put the wood pot on top of the rock. And they used to cook. And they don't have any matches them days. They used to have flint stones to start the fire. And they used to cook open fire, like putting a stick to any kind of meat or fish and cook it through the fire. And when they're going to keep the food what they caught long time ago, they used to dry them. And in summertime, they used to gather rhubarb and coax and gather sour docks and put them away in a containers long time. And right now they start freezing what they gather. And now they start after they cook the rhubarb, they start mixing it with sugar or anything, and they don't have it that much sour docks up in Upper Kobuk. She knew that they always cooked them like rhubarbs, but they don't have that sour docks up there. When cooking rhubarbs, they mix the rhubarb with cranberries, flour, or raisins. And add sugar too, or vanilla. This is Jenny Jackson from Narvik. Long time ago, they didn't have any pots or pans, but they used to make wood pot, and she's seen a wood pot what they used to have. And they used to use birch trees. And use it for, they used to make it and make a pan out of it or a pot. They used to call those birch tree pots Kharulik. When they she said near deer in some place, there is a place down there where they make the pots. There is a rock shaped into a bowl like, and that's where they always make their pots at. And they call that place Gucivik. She said one time Enoch Sherman's dad talked that Enoch Sherman's dad was glad that they got a pot from where they used to make that pot in near Deering. And she said that the one they got that pot from Deren when they went up river, well, when the boys were playing, they break that pot, and in them days the pot was pot made out of wood tree or birch trees. It was very valuable to them because it was hard to get. And she said that they used to play and make pots. Out of birch trees. And they use those pots. That's what they make. They used to If you are Torah from Kayon, Kayana. She said a meat that is hard to cook when they don't have any pot. They used to get a rock or two or three, and they warm heat those rocks up. And after they heat them up, First time with first rock, when the rock is, when they put the rock in the water, they put the need in, and that first rock that they put in water would heat the water up to the pot, in the pot, and the second rock they put in would start the water to boil, and the third rock that they put in would really cook the meat. In summertime, when it's not, the season to pick berries, cranberries, they used to gather when the mushrooms are not real sweet, they used to gather them and then after they pick cranberries, they cook the cranberries and add on with the Eskimo potatoes. And any kind of berries you could add on with anything. And the caribou that they talk about, the feet to the caribou. Right now, she said her children, I would urge her to cook caribou feet with beans and add on the ingredients like the salt, pepper, and other things. And once I heard this, when the hunters go to a high place, when they catch a bear, they used to cut up the bear, except for the lung, the backbone and the ribs. They keep it in one intact, then they put all the other parts inside to the lungs of the bear, and they put it in underground to keep it fresh. And when they're going to make panak, dried fish, they used to, when the fish is dry, they used to never put them away just like that and cover them. But you have to be more careful in keeping it. They said when the fish is not too dry, that one little piece of fish will get the rest rotten and stink. And this is Nellie Russell from Sawick. And this, she's talking about caribou. No, she's talking about muskrat. She said when you cook muskrat, you have to really boil it and cook it even, even same with the beavers, even the black fish that they catch and cook, they have to really boil it and cook it. When they don't have any pots, long time ago, when family doesn't have any pot long time ago, they used to mostly cook it open fire, through open fire. And she said when she used to live in Salmon River, her parents used to cook a salmon, split it in half, and put it through the stick and put it, start cooking it on open fire. And when they cook rhubarbs and sour dogs, they use to mix. When they cook them, they use to add the fish stomach, liver, and fish eggs. And cranberries. You could mix with anything, with machark, liver, fish eggs to eat. And they used to and they used to ferment fish, salmon heads, and eat the fermented fish head. And she said that anything in from all the food, the fish are the easiest ones to cook.
Lucy
who? Smith. When I cook fish, I don't like to cook. I have to cook it long. I taste the food, whether it's really been cooked. I cook ptarmigan in half raw. They cook the cranberries and add seal oil. Mom showed me how to cook cranberries. this white, dried white fish. They chew the dried fish sippy and add pearls from the lake.